Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good and his mercy endureth forever. How many of you are excited to be in the house of the Lord? We bless God. I always say there is no place I would rather be than in the house of the Lord. Yeah. In the house of the Lord, there is no dissertation. There's no defense. Yeah. There is no thesis. You don't write any thesis in the house of the Lord. It's so nice. In the house of the Lord, there's no monthly review report. Huh? You know, a lot of people go to work, and when it's time for a praise out, they're like, not that time of the not that time of the month again. But we thank God so much for the joy in the house of the Lord. Amen. If you are sitting beside someone who you can give a fist bump, just give the fist bump to the person. Tell the person, you welcome to the house of the Lord. Give someone a fist bump. If you don't have anybody to give a fist bump, you can do like what Arthur is doing. Just bump yourself. Amen. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and bless your name. Father, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all adoration. Have your way, O Lord. Have your way. Have your way even as we worship. Have your way even as we share your word. Have your word even as we fellowship. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen. So, I want to basically kick us off on this note. It's important to smile. Okay, some people just don't like smiling. You know, it's very important to smile. It's very important. I don't know if you are smiling or not because you are hiding behind the mask. You're smiling. But it's very important to smile. It's very important to share joy with somebody. Amen. Sometimes you are in a bus, you are in a taxi, you go to a shop. Just be nice. Amen. Take the liberty of making someone smile. Randomly do something surprising out of the blue. I went to the supermarket one day, and there was this student who was standing in front of me. And, you know, in Shaming University, we have this card we used to swipe to pay. So she was standing there, and she tried to swipe, and the thing went, you know, when the thing goes, it means in the account there is, it means there is nothing in the account. So as soon as it went, she decided to look in her bag, and I could see that she started changing color. She was not black, so no blacks, we don't change color, but okay, no. But so she started changing color, and she started getting nervous. So quickly, I just took out my card, and I just swiped. Then all of a sudden, this glow lit up on her face. This glow lit up on her face, and I was like, wow. So I went about doing my stuff. I bought a lot of things my wife told me not to buy. The fuzzy drinks, you know when you like the very extra cold, chilled Coke. How many of you drink Coca-Cola? Wow. Am I the only one? Okay, I can see someone at the back. Kylie. Yeah. Hey! Then it means it's really not good. It's really not good. Arthur, you don't drink it too? Wow. You guys are making me feel bad. So the good thing was I bought everything. And when I went out, she was standing outside after a long time. And she just said, thank you. Gay war ni da wishing, and I will send you the money. And I said, I don't want it, but if you're going to send me the money, you better send me 1,000 renminbi. That is a joke we play among ourselves, my brothers, Joel. If someone does something for you and you want to pay back, you better pay back bigger than what the person did for you. But the point of what I'm saying is, be good. Go out of your way to help someone. I was walking along the Zhongshan Road, the Zhongshan Lu, the crowded place. And I just saw a little boy standing there crying. And quickly my mind was drawn to it. So I wanted to move and see how I could help. But my Chinese was not good. So as soon as I got there, I said, Nida Mama Zain Aliyah, Nida Baba Zain Aliyah. Then I realized that, okay, she didn't know where she was going. So I just stood beside her, waited. She cried, I just stood beside her. And she was, I think at a point, she forgot that she had to do something. And she was just looking at me, staring at me. And I was also just looking at her. Till someone from the store came. And be conscious of doing good. Amen. In the bus, sometimes just smile at someone. You don't know what people are going through. Trust me, you could be the only person standing between someone and suicide. At work, be kind to people. In school, be kind to somebody. It doesn't hurt to surprise someone. You can buy, maybe you are like Rob, you work with people in an office. Going to work, just buy an Oreo. Bless someone with an Oreo. Be kind to somebody. I don't know. I don't have any format of this first set of sharing. But the only thing I just want to say is be kind. It doesn't kill. It doesn't take anything away from you. You know, the truth is, I went somewhere and they asked me, am I married? I said, yes. And at a point, my wife was calling me, Victoria. She was calling me. I said, oh, my girlfriend is calling me. And it was a place I was going to preach. And the guy was like, the pastor has a girlfriend. But I know he's married. Then so after that, we went for dinner. He was like, but pastor, you are married, right? I said, yes, I have one child. He said, but when we're in church, you said your girlfriend is calling you. It's not right. It doesn't please the Lord. And I laughed. And I said, oh, my girlfriend is my wife. And he said, she's your wife and your girlfriend at the same time. I said, yeah, because I don't want to stop falling in love with her. I don't want to stop buying something to surprise her. You know, when you are in love fresh, like the way Josh was in love with Nicole, you want to surprise Nicole, right? Yeah. I don't know if you are smiling or not. So you want to surprise, you want to do something that would get the person to be happy. And you come up with all these nice text messages. Don't stop. Don't make your life boring. You know, sometimes be fun. Sometimes you're walking in town, you see a friend, run from behind and hug your friend from, okay, don't be too expressive like me, but do just get people to be happy and smiling. Okay, be very intentional about it to put a smile on someone's face. The world is filled with so much problems for you to become another problem. I saw on one lady's phone, she had changed the names of some people and she had named them Problem 1, Problem 2. I said, how can you name people Problem 1? And said, they are just bothering me too much. So please, that's the first thing I want you to understand. Be kind to someone. How many of you desire to do good even as you enter into the new week, the new month, getting to the end of the year? You want to do good to someone. Let me see you wave your hand. Amen. Amen. I pray the Lord will bring people your way who you can be a blessing to. Amen. It could be in the office. It could be wherever it is. But I pray God will help you. Now, the truth about creation is this. God, in his very desire, he found himself in all this glory, all this amazing awesomeness. And God goes like, you know, I can't do this alone. I need to share this glory. So then God in his magnificence, God in his triune, God in his trinity, he said, let us make man in our image. So the idea of man being created is to reveal the glory of God. Amen. You were created to reveal the glory of God. You were created to reveal that hope in your family. You were created to be that blessing to Canada. You were created to be that blessing to India. You were created to be that epitome of God's glory. Wherever you are, if you understand what I'm saying, hit your chest and say, I reveal the glory of God. I didn't hear people say that. It means people didn't understand what I just said for the last 10 minutes. Just hit your chest and say, I reveal the glory of God. Amen. Because we don't say some of these things much enough. We think there is no purpose to our lives, but there is a purpose to your life. God created you with an end in mind. God created you with a plan in mind. God created you with the understanding that you were going to exert dominion over the earth. Can we read it together? Let's read the scripture together. A minute, please. A minute. Great. Let's read from Genesis 1:26. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Amen. So God's idea and plan is to expand his dominion on earth through us. So through your family, through your marriage, through your schooling, through every aspect of your life, God wants you to reveal his glory. Amen. And the glory of God is not that you can trample on other people, but that you can show love. Amen. God wants you to show love to people, especially those who don't deserve it. So God has set every single one of us on this purpose and on this mission. Every single person was made, every single person was born with an intent of a plan. God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for you. You may not see it now. Things may be so crowded. Just like Joseph, you might be in the pit by this time. Just like Joseph, you might be in the prison, but it's going to make sense. Someday it's going to make sense. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, I know the plans I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, plans to lead you to an expected end. So there is an expected end. God created you with an intent to prosper you, to give you a life of love, of grace, of peace. Amen. And sometimes, in our mind's eye, this is how the road looks like. Once we are in Christ, this is how it looks like. It looks so straight. Okay, I'm getting married. I'm getting married in the name of the Lord. So there shouldn't be any argument. I remember my wife said once she cooked and she put in the fridge, and when she woke up, the food was not there. And then she was so shocked. I didn't know this was how you were. I didn't know this was how you were. Because when we were dating, you were so prim and proper. You looked like you didn't do some of these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. The joy, sometimes people see you and they think, yeah, you are so prim. Sometimes when I sleep, I snore, you know? I snore and my wife would hit me, be like, wake up, wake up. JD and I can't sleep because you are snoring. And she the next morning she wakes up all grumpy. It's like, you always shock me. you always shock me. Amen. What am I saying? Sometimes in our mind's eye, the journey is straight. You are coming to China. In your mind's eye, the journey was straight. You are starting that job. You are starting that class. In your mind's eye, the journey was straight. You saw the fine guy, you saw the fine job, you saw the job description, you saw the job plan. Everything was going to go well. But you didn't know that in reality, it looked like this. In reality, it looks like this, you know? How many of you have already experienced this kind of view of the journey? Because the idea we have is of the end. And I don't blame any of us. When God created things, or when God speaks of things, he speaks of the end from the beginning. So when God said, let us make man, he didn't say, let us make boys. When God was creating, God created trees. He didn't create seedlings. When God speaks, he speaks of the end from the beginning. He shows you how the end looks like, but through the journey, he expects you to trust him. Someone hit your chest and say, I will trust the Lord. Because we seriously don't know how it's going to be. We seriously don't know how it's going to turn. That is because in our mind, when we had the job, this was what we were picturing. This. Oh, in 2 years' time, I'm going to finish with this and I'm going to go to this. But no. That is not the way it looks. This is more like it. And it might not be for everybody. For some, they might have it smooth, but for majority, this is the way it's going to look like. But the truth is, you don't need to give up. You don't need to give up. You don't need to give up. Some of these things happen. They come in our way and they create a detour. But you don't need to stop moving. Let's look at some of the challenges that cause some of these outlines. The first point that many of us face, betrayal, disappointment. We sign up for something and we get there and it's not what we think it is. How many of us have been betrayed before? Yeah, I can see people raising their hands. Yeah. What was it painful? I see someone nodding. It's part of the journey. People will leave you. People will hurt you. You will be disappointed. Your close friends will say things that will hurt you. Your own brother will say things that will hurt you. I remember when I came to China, my brother called me and he apologized. I'm sorry for everything I've done against you. And I'm like, wow. I thank God. But at that point, before that, it was bitter. Because there were times when he disappointed me. There were times when he betrayed me. There were times when they gave him pizza for both of us to eat and he ate it alone. He didn't give me. There were times when he was supposed to do something for me and he wouldn't do. But that would not stop you from the journey. And you can think about it from your close friends. If you think you have been betrayed, ask Joseph. His own brother sold him. At a point, you will be betrayed. At a point, you will be disappointed. At a point, you will be personally incapable of doing some things. Your personal incapabilities will rear up so much. You want to do this, but you just can't. The know-how is not available. We all have plans, and all these things are challenges we face on the journey. We all have that picture of work, that picture of schooling. But then we are presented with different things. Times your mind will be speaking against you. Your mind will be speaking against you. And one of the greatest obstacles you need to overcome is yourself. Because many of the things that we are supposed to do, we don't do them because we tell ourselves, I can't do them. The Lord has been speaking to us several times on certain things, but then we say to ourselves, I can't. Sometimes we lose people. We lose loved ones. We lose children. We lose husbands, we lose wives. All these things are barriers on the journey. Temptations, trials, tribulations. They come in your way and they stop you a bit. They slow you down. They have the potency of derailing you. People, one of the greatest strengths I've seen in these few years is dealing with people. Because not everybody thinks like you. That is why for me, I always pray grace for my wife. And I pray grace for married people. Because dealing with someone from a whole different background, a whole different mindset, as one, is not something you should take lightly. And it will pose challenges. It will definitely pose challenges. There will be disagreements. There will be times you would have discussions, things that you wouldn't want to have, but you would have to. Because it's part of the journey. I remember my wife went to town and she came back and she had this juice in the fridge. And I drank the juice and I poured water in the juice. So when she came, she was so thirsty. She just dropped the bags at the gate. Oh, went to the fridge and she put the juice she didn't even use a cup. She poured. Then that look she had in her eyes when the water entered her mouth, I think if she had a gun, I wouldn't be here. But that, as my growing up, these were the fun games we had. She had a more serious family. Dealing with people are different things. Your boss is different from you. How he corrects you is different. Your greatest strength in that office will be how to work with people. So I was interviewing some people for a committee last 2 months. And every time I look through the CV and I see that the person says, can work with people, I want to ask the person, what do you mean by you can work with people? Because one of the greatest challenges you will face is people. Amen. And, you know, we don't need to feel bad because Jesus himself went through some of these challenges. Jesus went... How many of you know that Jesus Christ actually prayed for the cup of his death to pass over him? You know, he was like, Charlie, Daddy, you know, I know I agree to come. But if there is another way we can do this, please, let's take the other way. Even Jesus had challenges. And I listed a few of the things he faced. Temptations. Jesus was tempted. So what makes you think you will not be tempted? Jesus was tempted. So what makes you think you will not be tempted?
I'm going through so many temptations, so many tribulations. I don't know what's happening. It feels like God is not with me.
The Son of God. Breaking news. The Son of God went through temptation. Persecution. He was persecuted. For things, and you go in the list, I wrote there, plotted against. People would plot against him. But in his heart, he had only love for the journey. He had only love for the people. But these same people hated him and rejected him. Sometimes you feel people don't love you. People say things that you don't. In December, I'll be preaching specifically on family. I'll be speaking specifically on family. And one of the things you need to understand is that the Bible says a brother is born unto adversity. So the reason why sometimes you don't like your brother that much is because it's supposed to be that way. Your brothers are the only one who can say the things that you need to hear when you have to hear them. And it's not so pleasant in the ear. Amen. People even hated Jesus. He He faced separation from his father. And that was the worst thing that he encountered. He was separated from his father. That was actually why he didn't want to even continue the journey. Because he dreaded separation from his father. He faced death. He faced death. So in all these things, all I want to say is don't give up. You may have challenges with your health. Don't give up. You may have challenges with your schooling. Don't give up. You may have challenges in your family. Don't give up. It was not looking the way you anticipated. Don't give up. If you are sitting beside someone and you can tap the person and tell the person, don't give up. Tell the person beside you, don't give up. If you can, if you can, if you don't want to, no problem. Don't give up. Don't give up. I wish I could shout this so many times so that you would get it into your heart and your soul. Don't give up. People are counting on you. I was writing my dissertation, and my dissertation, I had to write more than 200 pages. And at a point, I was giving up, and I told my professor, this is very difficult. How would I say that in Chinese? I think I don't know how to say that in Chinese. Hen Chama? Hen Nan? Next time I'll tell her that. I told her, this is very difficult. And she sent me a text message. She said, do this for your wife and your child. I sat down 30 minutes thinking about that statement. Do this for your wife and your child. Many times we think it's all about you. It's not just about you. Don't be selfish. Think about your children. Think about those who are connected to you in one way or the other. Imagine if everybody you were holding the vaccine for COVID, and people were expecting you at the other junction, and yet you are running and you are so tired, and then you settle by the roadside. Run the full race. People are counting on you. Run the full race. The Bible says, for Christ has put germs, jewels, treasures in these earthenware vessels. There is a treasure in you. The journey is this way for a reason. There is something good in you. The end is beautiful. I visited a church in Wenzhou. And in the beginning, when they are starting the service, they all get up and they tell each other, your future is bright. There are better days coming. And when the lady was sitting beside me told me that, I said, wow, that's a very good proclamation. And I want to say that to you. Your future is so bright you would need sunglasses. Tomorrow is way better than today. Things are going to make sense for you. Your health is going to get better. Don't give up. The devil can't make the decision for you, so the only thing he does is he creates the atmosphere for you to give up. Where is Fomiko? Is Fomiko here? Fomiko, where is Fomiko? Yeah, Fomiko, stand. Let them see you. Fomiko likes going for marathons. That's Fomiko. Fomiko, say hello. That's Fomiko. She likes going for marathons. She likes going for marathons. And I went for a marathon when I was 6 years old. Why are you saying, hey, James? When I was 6 years old, I went for a marathon, a city marathon. And in the marathon, when we started in the early part, you know, everybody, I didn't know that the trick was don't go so fast in the beginning. So everybody was taking, and you would see me with, I had, my head was so big by that time, they used to call me Kilimanjaro. So you would see this little boy in front with a big head running. And I didn't even go 1 mile. I had to sit somewhere. And in the marathon, one thing they say is there is a point in the marathon where the athlete faces something called the wall. How many of you have heard it before? The wall. And the wall is that point in the journey where you just want to stop. You just want to give up. I think James will know about that too, because James also runs. The wall is that point in your life where you would want to say, I've had enough. I want to give up. What's the essence of what I'm doing? In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had his wall. But he prayed and he persevered and he went through. If you don't remember anything from today, all I'll say is don't give up. Let's take some few scriptures, then we'll draw the curtains. So the first scripture is coming from 1 Corinthians 3:24 to 25. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. You are holding the vaccine. Don't stop running. People are waiting for what is in you. People are waiting for that treasure in you. Don't give up. Run the race as to win it. Run the race as to win it. There was this Zoom meeting that was held in Harvard. And the funny aspect of it was that all the speakers that spoke there were high court judges. High court judges that graduated from Harvard. And the funny thing was the pictures they used for the poster and their introduction were pictures of them sleeping in class. So you would see a picture and the lady, she was asleep in class, and that's what they used. And the person who was organizing the event said, the reason why I use that picture is that you too can finish the race. You can sleep. You can fall. You can stumble. But you will finish. Because he who has begun a good work in you is able to bring it to a wonderful ending. The truth is, it's not about you. It's about he who has begun the good work in you. I repeat, you will finish well. Let's read the next one. 1, 2, 3, go. How many of you have done good to people and have been paid back with something bad? Let me see by hand. Okay, I can see a hand there. You were loving someone and all of a sudden the person paid you back in the bad coin. That is people. There's a story of a man who saw a snake in fire, and the snake was about to be burnt. So as soon as he saw the snake, he wanted to take the snake out of the fireplace. He took the snake out, and guess what the snake did to him? The snake bit him. And he was so annoyed, and an old man who was standing by said that, hey, it is the nature of the snake to bite. It is your nature to love. Don't let the nature of people change you. Don't let the nature of people at your workplace change you. There was this time I took this short gig of teaching in a class. And when I went to the class, there was this little boy. Whew! There was once I actually wanted to lay hands and pray for the boy. I've never seen any stubborn boy in my whole life. What? There was once he was so stubborn. I said, wait, Shema. But all these people come your way because they need someone like you to show them love. Don't be wary of doing good, because in good time you shall reap of the harvest. Let's read the next one. One, two, go. I think you guys are hungry. Are you hungry? Is anybody hungry? So let's read it one more time. E-R-S-A-N-S-E, go. Amen. Amen. Through the trial, sometimes you don't know why you are going through that. Someone sent me a text, "Big brother, why me?" And I also responded, "Why not you?" I'm sorry. But the truth is, if not you, who? Don't you know that the best of battles are given to the best of warriors? Don't you know that the kind of battle you are going through determines the kind of glory that awaits you? Don't you know that the kind of flame and fiery stance you go through determine how bright and how luster your golden amulet would be? Sometimes when situations come my way, they give me a heads up to where I'm going to. After all, it is only those who have gold that the devil would want to steal from them. The trial will last for a while, but the crown of life awaits you. If you give up, you will not receive it. Stand fast. Hold your ground. Don't give up. Don't give up. There are many people who have stepped out of relationships. They've stepped out of work. They've stepped because they couldn't. I agree. There are times when you need to be wise and step out of places that are toxic and all. But some people just step out too easily. There was this friend of mine. She said, I have dated 4 people this year. And I'm like, why? What's the problem? He said, anytime there's an issue, I step out. And I said that I have been married for the last 3 years. We fought a bit. We've laughed a bit. But divorce has never crossed our mind. Because we have come to the understanding that whatever happens, we will go through. We will fight it through. The ease with which you run away from a problem is the same ease you will run away from the same problem the next time. I repeat, the ease with which you run away from this problem is the same ease you run away from that problem. And sometimes it's a cycle. You need to learn what you have to learn to go over the cycle. Amen. Let's go to the next one. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. I think you are still hungry. Let's read one more time. 1, 2, 3, go. In the Bible, it's recorded that God will not give you anything that will destroy you. If your earthly fathers know how to give good treasures unto you, how much more God? So, Mr. Bell Brown, if you had a Lamborghini and maybe you had a 2-year-old son, would you give the key to the Lamborghini and tell your 2-year-old son to go drive? Obviously not. Why wouldn't you do that? Because you know it's not good for him. Many of the challenges, many of the things we face through the journey is supposed to make us better for that position. I can tell you for a fact, when I was working as the personal assistant to the minister back in after my national service, it was not good. We were 3 personal assistants. One was in charge of her itinerary. Another one was in charge of her travels. Another person was in charge of her food, her shoes, and her clothes. Who do you think was in charge of the food, shoes, and clothes? It was I. I was the one who was responsible for polishing her shoe. I was the one who was responsible for going to buy her bag. I had graduated with psychology and study of religion. A good class. But yet I was polishing shoes. Whilst people were sitting and typing behind laptops, I was taking clothes to the laundry. So I wake up in the morning going to work and I know I'm going. It was a process. There was once I asked her, can I do this? And she said, no, that's not your job. You are responsible for something else. After that, I was put on a project that is ending child marriage in Ghana, a six-man team. And it was all about traveling. It was all about organizing. It was all about project management. It was all about making sure this is bought. It was all about putting together programs. It was all about organizing. And the speed at which I was moving around and not getting tired, people would be like, you are so strong. And I'm like, no, I do this every day. I step out of the office 6 times a day to go buy beans. Do you know what beans is? Whilst people are sitting in meetings, I step out of the office to go and look for roasted plantain. Sometimes I'll be going and I'll be crying because I felt I was being wasted. But when I stood there and I started organizing events, and I knew whom to call, I knew where to go, I knew whom to talk to. The reason you are going through what you are going through is to prepare you for the palace. Until you go through the pit, until you go through the prison, you will not be well-charactered for the palace. Joseph was a spoiled brat, pampered by his father. But he needed to go through the situations to build the discipline. Don't run away from the discipline. If you get to the point half-baked, you will be of no use to the Father. And your errors will be there for everyone to see. Let's quickly go through how to overcome some of the challenges. Pray through the storm. What did I say? Pray through the storm. One of the devil's strongest points of attack is to shut your mouth. He wants to shut your mouth from talking to God. He wants to shut your mouth from praising. One of the strongest tools the devil would ever use on any Christian is to shut his mouth. Didn't the Bible say, out of the mouth of babes have I established power? Didn't the Bible say the worlds were created by the words of the Lord? Your words are powerful. Speak what God has told you in the middle of the storm. Praise in the middle of the storm. I remember when they told us to pack out of Shada and go to Shang'an. I got there. I woke up at dawn around 4 a.m., and I put this song in my ears by one of the Ghanaian artists. And I danced and I praised the Lord. I danced. I had not danced like that before. I danced and I praised the Lord. One of the greatest tools you have on this journey is the weapon of praise. Let's go to the next one. Rest on God's word. What has the Lord told you? Every year, I normally put out a write-up and I send out concerning the new year. How many of you have received such write-up before from me? Nobody has received. Normally, I just write what the Lord lays on my heart concerning the year and I just send it out to people. But 2020, I didn't. I didn't send it out. And one friend asked me why. I said, what I'm hearing is confusing. So I wouldn't normally, if I don't have full understanding, I won't share. And I thank God I didn't share. because 2020 has been one funny journey. But in the midst of 2020 and all that have happened, God has still shown his glory. Good news is flooding my phone. Doors are opened unto people. What has the Lord spoken to you about 2020? Hold fast unto the word of God. So Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, do not forget the instructions that came to you by way of prophecy. Hold fast unto them so that you may war by them in prayer. Hold fast to what the Lord has told you. Stand fast unto it and pray with it. If the Lord has said it, he is going to do it. I'm going to repeat it. If the Lord has said it, he is going to do it. Good. Make good use of the Christian community. Make good use of the Christian community. Don't stay in your room and cry, being alone and letting the devil speak things into your heart. No, 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 no. Call someone. You are assured, if you call Josh, Josh will definitely let you laugh. If you don't know Josh, this is Josh. Josh, yeah, he has very good one-liners. He will let you laugh. If you want to try Ghanaian food, just step out of you can call James. Where is James? James, raise your hand. That's James. Yeah, utilize the community. Utilize the community. If you want to learn how to bake garlic bread, French bread, you can call Julian. Julian, wave your hand. He has very good culinary arts. Utilize the community. How many of you like watching the Animal Kingdom? I love watching the Animal Kingdom. You realize that it is always the animal that is alone that gets easily attacked. How many of you have realized that? It is always the animal that is away from the pack that gets easily killed. And that is the devil's strategy. He wants to get you away from the community. So you stop going for prayer meeting. You stop going for Bible study meeting. You stop going for church. And you are alone. And he starts pumping your head with ideas. And then he breaks you off. Another way of overcoming is don't forget that the Lord is with you. He didn't promise that the journey was going to be smooth. But he said he was going to lead you to an expected end. He didn't promise that the journey was going to be smooth. But he said your end will be his glory. The Lord is with you. I feel like when we get to heaven, one of the greatest regrets would be that we didn't make good use of the presence of God. Because God is always with us. Not only on Sundays. Not only during your small group. When you're in the bathroom, he's there. When you're in the bus, he's there. When you're writing the exam, he's there. And in the midst of all that, he's there smiling and pouring his love on you. Amen. And the final thing I want to, this last but one thing I want to say is work hard, work smart, be disciplined. Many people are just not disciplined. Many people just don't work hard. Many people just don't work smart. So you are complaining about thesis work, you are complaining about this, you are complaining about this. Sometimes you need to focus and work hard. Ah, the work is too difficult. They are giving me problems. It's because you are not pulling your weight. God will do the greatest he wants and he can for you. But he will not lift you off the sofa. Sometimes you have to get up yourself. You are going to write an exam. You pray more than you open your book. It's not wise. You are running a business. You want to start a business. You pray, you trust the Lord, but you have no idea on how to run a business. Learn. We need to understand that God is not a God of laziness. So we need to be disciplined. We need to be smart. We need to be focused. We need to be focused. We need to be focused. Amen. And the final thing is, don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. The journey is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. I repeat, the journey with the Lord is meant to be enjoyed. And when I say enjoyed, I mean the focus of our joy should be Christ. And not the physical things we have, not the people. No. Once your focus is not on Christ, the devil has every ability to steal your joy. Amen. I remember there was this day my wife made me anointed. And when she made me anointed, I said, I'm going to give her the silent treatment. How many of you know the silent treatment? Surprisingly, all those who are raising their hands are ladies. How many, the silent treatment? I said, I was going to give her the silent treatment. And she asked me, what are you going to eat for breakfast? I said, I didn't even look good doing that. And then as I sat down typing, this word just came to my heart. As Christ loves the church. Oh boy. As Christ loves the church. I think that will be for another day. Amen. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Let's go to the last slide. And this scripture, I want to leave this scripture with you for the week, to the rest of the end of the year. Meditate on this. Spend time with the Lord. Spend time with the Lord and trust the Lord to open doors unto you. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Amen. Let's bow down our head in prayer. And in this short while, you want to speak to the Father. I spoke about not giving up. No matter the challenge, don't give up. No matter the challenge, don't give up. I like the song Rob sang. 'Cause you're perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways, God. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Speak to the Father. What are you going through that you need grace to overcome? What challenge are you facing that you need strength to overcome? You know, nobody knows what you are going through except yourself. And I can tell you that His grace is sufficient. In your weakness, are you strong? You want to speak to the Father. And secondly, maybe you'll be adding the sound of my voice. I've spoken about all these things, how to overcome challenges. I spoke about praying through the storm, praising through the storm, resting on God's word. But you know you don't have a relationship with the Father. You don't have a relationship with the Father. You want to pray and say, Heavenly Father, I come before your throne of mercy. I give my life unto you as a living sacrifice. by accepting that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, because he died for me and resurrected on the third day to reign in all power, I give my life to you, O God. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing month and the rest of the days, even as the year goes by. Take good care of yourself. Bye-bye. XICF, we are dismissed.